And tonight we have high school softball for you here on Superstation Crest as the Moberly Lady Spartans host the Kirksville Lady Tigers. Kirksville won the earlier matchup between these two teams back in August by a score of 12-6. Moberly looking to avenge that loss in tonight's contest. Moberly comes in with a record of 5-9. They're 1-4 in the NCFC. Kirksville 7-5. They are 3-3 in the conference, coming off a doubleheader sweep over Marshall the other night and a loss to Hannibal on Monday. Moberly last conference game Tuesday falling to Mexico 15-2. Part of that last week, a win at Marshall in 15 innings by a score of 4-2. So key game for Moberly tonight if they want to get back in the thick of the conference race. And Kirksville looking to get back over 500 conference play. We're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have our pregame interview with Kirksville's Heath Schneider. After that, we will have Moberly's Ryan Taylor. You're listening to high school softball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Howdy, cowpokes. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joining us now is Kirksville head coach Heath Schneider. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your team, the way you've been playing the past few games.
We've been a little sluggish. We haven't... After last night's Marshall game, we put some RBIs on the board. But the games before, our offense has kind of sputtered on us, and put girls in our running position. We're just going to get them in. Pitching's been great. Sophie Stewart and Audrey Danielson have been great for us. I mean, they haven't given up too many runs, and they've pitched the ball really well. But we just got to offensively get it together and be ready to go.
That solid pitching can carry you through times when the offense isn't working, but you'd like to see it all clicking, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's tough to win ball games one run or two runs. So exactly, we need to get it going, and if offense picks it up, it really helps out our pitching.
Do you have a couple of hitters who have continued to succeed, even though the rest of the team may be struggling a bit?
Top of the order, Nikki Yao. I think so far she's got on base or got a hit in every single game that she's played in. And then Anna Moore has really came alive and really put it together. Last night, Hannah Meyer put up some big RBIs for us, but right now, that's all we've got, and we got to get it going. The whole team has to get it going.
And you really only have a couple of weeks left to get it going before you get into postseason.
Yes, and we got a huge tournament in Chillicothe this next week, and then the weekend after that's Columbia. So we got a lot of games in a short amount of period of time, and we're really hoping for next week for Annabel Zimmer to come back, a senior. They got hurt this summer. Hopefully she'll be ready to go and get that offense explode for us.
Well, how do you match up with Moberly?
They're a solid team. We just got to put the ball in play and make their defense work. And our pitching has really done really well against them. Hopefully we keep that up.
Besides the pitching, is there one thing that has to go your way tonight for you to pull out the win?
Well, in every game, we can't make mistakes. I mean, defensively, we're solid. We've been playing really solid lately. And if we keep our defense going, we're going to stay in ball games.
Is everyone else relatively healthy for you going into tonight?
We're 100% healthy besides Annabelle, and that's been the whole season, so yes.
All right. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know before I let you go?
I hope we get it going, and we got an excited team to go for, and we're ready for districts.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show coming up next here on Superstation. Kress.
Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of six luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's Custom Fabric Design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
Time for another Grand Today giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Due Furniture in Moberly. You're going to love this store. Text the keyword temperature to 67760 and you could win $1,000. Again, the keyword is temperature. Text it now to 67760. Grand Today giveaway is a texting contest, and you must be at least 18 years of age to participate. Standard text and data rates apply. Complete rules on CentralMoInfo.com.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Joining us now is Moberly head coach Ryan Taylor. Coach, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about how your team's been playing so far this week.
Well, you know, we've really been putting the bat on the ball really well here lately, and I'm proud of that. And you know, defensively, we're working to get better every game, and working on breaking down a lot of things during practice. So I see improvement, and I see growth, and you know, we're still kind of going through those growing pains, but we're getting there.
And important to get there pretty quickly with the postseason just around the corner.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we're sitting on just a couple weeks away, and you know, it's going to be district time. And, you know, we kind of put a sense of urgency into the girls. Kind of talk about that a little bit here and there, and just kind of tell them, you know, we need to start looking sharp and really start focusing on getting our errors down and really focusing every at-bat when we get up to the plate.
Who are some of your players who have had hot bats as of late?
Well, as of late, Maddie Fennell's been hitting the ball really, really well. She's really taken a lot of nice hits to the opposite field and back up the middle as well. And, I'm excited what she does. And then also rest of the season. We also have Tara Ginter, who pretty much all season's been a pretty steady bat for us. And even in games where maybe she doesn't connect the first at bat, you know, she's putting the bat on the ball hard. She's making those pitch by pitch adjustments and really doing a good job of hitting the ball well.
You've got the rematch with Kirksville. What does your team need to do differently this time than from the first game?
Well, you know, the first time we played them, we kind of beat ourselves up defensively, and it was a game that we all know that we could have played a little better at and just done a better job. We hit the ball fairly well that night. We're just hoping that, playing at home, not having that long drive and playing on, playing on our home field, maybe we can look a little sharper and maybe make a better game out of it.
Certainly, Kirksville playing fairly well right now. You're close to .500, just a little bit shy of that, but a chance maybe to make up some ground in the conference with a win tonight.
Yeah, it would definitely be a big win for us. Kirksville's a good team. They They hit just the heck out of the ball the first time we played them, and we'll definitely be ready for them this time around, and hopefully we can maybe get an upset and knock off one of our conference foes.
Anything else you want Lady Spartans fans to know before I let you go?
Well, I just appreciate seeing all the kids and the parents and fans out there every night, and I know the girls love that too, so just continue to come out and just understand and know that excites us and gets us pumped up, and we really appreciate that.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
Ryan Taylor has been our guest. We'll be back with your starting lineups coming up next here on Superstation, Kress.
For 75 years, Moberly Motors has been driven by tradition, and that tradition continues with the 100% completion of our brand new facility and with the introduction of our brand new website. MoberlyMotors.com now makes it easier than ever to search hundreds of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and pre-owned vehicles, schedule service, get credit pre-approved online, and much more. It's just another way Moberly Motors is making car buying easier while still saving you money. So don't just take our word for it. Do a simple Google search and you'll see for yourself. Facebook, 4.5 stars out of 5. Google, 4.6 stars out of 5. Car Gurus, 5 stars out of 5. Cars.com, 4.6 stars out of 5. Dealer Raider, 4.9 stars out of 5. And the list goes on. Come visit the all-new Moberly Motors today on North Morley Street in Moberly and see what all the buzz is about. And check out our brand new website at MoberlyMotors.com.
Where else do steak and peanut lovers go without having to clean up the mess? Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville, naturally. Nothing like perusing the menu and munching on our endless bucket of peanuts. Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville has something for everyone. USDA choice juicy steaks, fresh seafood, tender chicken, fall-off-the-bone ribs, fresh ground burgers, and crispy salads. Come on in to Colton Steakhouse and Grill for the best steak west of the Mississippi. We're located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville.
And welcome back as we get ready for the first pitch just a few moments away. Let's give you the starting lineups. First for the visitors, the Kirksville Lady Tigers with a record of 7-5, 3-3 in the NCMC. Their lineup tonight looks like this. Batting first, playing left field, number 13, Nikki Yall. Batting second, the catcher, number 20, Maddie McCarty. Batting third, shortstop, number 21, Anna Moore. Batting fourth at first base, number 22, Hannah Meyer. Batting fifth, the DP, number 14, Taylor McKim. Batting sixth in center field is number 19, Abby Ranson. Batting seventh in right field, number 25, Jenna Jackson. Batting eighth at second base is number 12, Faith Glasby. Batting ninth at third base, number 15, Madison Brewer. And the pitcher slash flex position tonight, number 24, Sophie Stewart. Lady Spartans coming in with a record of 5-9, 1-4 in the conference. Their starters tonight, batting first, playing center field, number 23, Michaela Payne. Batting second is the DP, number 1, Sam Calvert. Batting third and catching, number 6, Tara Ginter. Batting fourth at shortstop, number 11, Mary Billington. Batting fifth at third base, number 15, Maddie Fennell. Batting sixth at first base, number 21, Kat Hager. Batting seventh and pitching is number 16, Lauren Koenig. Batting eighth at second base is number 12, Haley Hardy. Batting ninth in left field, number 7, is Macy Hardwick. And the right fielder tonight is number 2, Madison Wooten. Both teams, busy week of action for them. Lady Spartans are coming off games against Putnam County in Mexico this week. They'll play Hannibal next week. Kirksville will have the Chili County Tournament. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with the first pitch. You're listening to Lady Spartans and Lady Tigers softball on Kress.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
You're listening to High School Softball on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly, and CentralMoInfo.com. It is 1 minute after 5 o'clock. Right now, 89 degrees in downtown Moberly. Forecast for this evening, partly cloudy, and then clearing off tonight. We'll be in the 80s throughout this entire contest. Right now, the heat index making it feel like 95 degrees. The wind is out of the south at 15 miles per hour. The barometric pressure, 29.8 inches. Kind of high, hazy clouds here right now. Wind is shifting here at Gratz Brown between blowing left to right and blowing out to left field. Defensively, for the Lady Spartans, it'll be Hardwick in left, Payne in center, Wooten right around the infield, first and third, Hager, Hardy, Billington, and Fennell. The catcher is Tara Ginter, and the pitcher is Lauren Koenig, who handles the bulk of the work for Moberly. 74 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. She's been in 13 of their 14 games, once 4-8 record. No saves, 104 hits, 89 runs, 54 of them earned. She's walked 18, struck out 55, and comes in with an ERA of 5.06. We have 1.63 walks and hits per inning pitch. She'll face Nikki Yell, Maddie McCarty, and Anna Moore here in the top half of the first inning. Probably in the white uniforms with the red lettering, blue sleeves, the red pants, blue socks. Kirksville all black with the orange sleeves. Orange lettering with white trim, orange stripe on the pants and the orange socks. And the left-handed hitter, Yell, digs in. The first pitch is low and away for ball one. Yell's hitting 500 on the year. No home runs, two RBIs. Infield playing in at the corners, and the 1-0 pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Crest. We will have a good one for you. The 1-1 pitch is outside, 2-1. We're in the top half of the first inning. No Cardinals baseball tonight. The Royals are over on Quicks FM starting at 5:30. Strike at the knees. As Yell feigned at it, pulled the bat back, but it was in for a strike, 2-2. The right-hander Kinnick looks in. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. She struck her out. And there's one away. Brings up the catcher, Maddie McCarty. She's hitting 286 on the year. No home runs, six runs driven in. Right-handed hitter for the Lady Tigers. And the first pitch is a fly ball into shallow left field. Hardwick underneath it makes the catch route number two. Two up and two down. We'll bring up Anna Moore. Moore is hitting 421 on the year. She has the team's only home run, seven runs driven in. Another right-handed hitter for Kirksville. And the first pitch to her. Strike on the inside corner, 0-1. As Koenig has been effective here in the start, retiring the first two batters. The 0-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball, 1-1. Infield still in at the corners, not quite as shallow as they were a moment ago, but still inside the bases. This one's fouled back to the screen to our left. And the count's 1-2. Lady Spartans will play the next four on the road in Hannibal, at Cairo, at Mexico, and at Fulton before returning home to take on Westrand on the third. The 1-2 pitch is blown away for a ball, 2-2. Kirksville here tonight at Chillicothe for the turf this weekend, at Mexico next week. Here's a ground ball foul to the left side, stays 2-2. They'll host Fulton on the 25th, and they'll be at the QP Classic the following weekend. Regular season wrapping up on October 4th. The 2-2 pitch, low for ball three. Hannah Meyer on deck, wanting to bat. More at the plate. Full count, two out here in the first. Here is a soft roller to short, fielded by Billington. Throw to first, not in time. It'll be an infield hit for Anna Moore. A two-out single. Now bring up Hannah Meyer. Meyer is hitting 270 on the year. No home runs, a team best 13 runs driven in. First pitch, swing and a miss on a big cut. That pitch is about knee high on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1. Wind right now is blowing out to right field. Right-handed hitter takes that pitch for a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Two out top of the first inning, no score. And the 0-2. Fouled back to the screen, and it'll stay no balls and 2 strikes as Moore will have to go back to first base. No one to the count, two out. And the pitch. Inside for a ball. The throw down to second is high. Skips into center field and headed to third is Moore. That's going to be a throwing error on Genter. And Moore is now at third base. Stolen base, and he too. And the 1-2 pitch. Outside for a ball, skips away. Runner comes about 3 steps, but Genter did a good job retrieving it, and Moore will hold her base. 2-2 the count. Meyer digs in, the pitch from Koenig coming. Fouled back to the backstop. And it remains 2-2. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. That pitch is grounded to third. Nice play by Finnell. Throw to first in time for the third out. 5-3 on the putout. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left after half inning. No score. We'll be back with bottom half first in 1 minute here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a 4-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Jen, I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
And welcome back as we go to the Bottom half of the first inning. No score. And Moberly will have the top three hitters, Michaela Payne, Sam Calvert, and Tara Ginter coming up to the plate. Defensively for Kirksville, it's Yowlin, left Ranson, and center Jackson. The runner on the infield, first and third, Meyer, Glassby, Moore, and Brewer. McCarty behind the plate. And the pitcher is Sophie Stewart. His first pitch is a strike at the inside corner. Stewart on the year is 2-0. He's gone 24 innings, 7 games played, 2 starts. Given up 18 runs, 15 earned, 23 hits, 11 walks, and 16 strikeouts. The pitch inside for a ball. And the count's 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 1-2. And the 1-2 offering is on its way. Swing and a miss. She struck out. First strikeout recorded by Stewart. One away for Sam Calvert. Calvert hitting 200 on the year. No home runs, 2 RBIs. Right-hander digs in, and the first pitch to her is on its way. Fouled back. And the count's 0-1. Warm, muggy afternoon for softball here in Moberly. And the 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. Pitch in there for a strike, 1-2 the count. As Calvert digs back in, she's ahead of that pitch for strike 3. Second strikeout recorded by Stewart. Brings up Tara Ginter. Ginter hitting a team best 489 on the year. No home runs, 6 runs driven in. Scored a team best 11 runs so far. Digs in, nobody aboard, 2 out here in the first. And the first pitch on its way is a slow roller back to the pitcher. Fielded by Stewart, throw to first. Is scooped out of the dirt in time by Meyer for the third out. 1-3 on the putout. And a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. After one complete, no score. Back in 60 seconds on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Up early or out late, stop by Pancake City in Kirksville and get yourself something to eat. From the famous pancakes to a biscuit and gravy special, a sandwich for lunch, and maybe a steak for dinner. Pancake City has almost anything you could want, including appetizers and dessert. Sign up for Pancake City's frequent diner program and start earning points for free or discounted menu items. It's easy and can only save you money in today's economy. Pancake City, where the slogan is, where breakfast and a whole lot more.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
And welcome back. J.B. Conley with you. Thank you for joining us tonight here on Superstation Crest. As we go to the second inning, no score. Kirksville have the 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming up. Taylor McKim, Abby Ranson, and Jenna Jackson. As McKim digs in, first pitch is blown away for ball 1. She's hitting 333 on the year. No home runs, 5 runs driven in. There's a fly ball. This will stay in the yard. In fair territory. Shortstop coming over. Billington can't hang on to it. And safe at first base. Taylor McKim. That's going to be the second error committed by Moberly. Tough play, but she was there in plenty of time, and it just popped off the palm of her mitt. And McKim's aboard for Abby Ranson, the center fielder. First pitch to her, shows bunt, pulls it back, it's in the dirt for ball one. Ranson hitting 282 on the year. No home runs, 6 runs driven in. And the pitch to her is low for a ball, 2-0. Taylor McKim is the runner at first with nobody out. That pitch is in the dirt, and McKim's headed to second. She is there on the wild pitch. And it's 3-0. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. And that's low and away for ball four, so the first two reach. Here in the second. First walk issued by Koenig. Brings up Jenna Jackson, the right fielder. Jackson hitting 375 on the year. No home runs, 3 runs driven in. Limited action. 3 of 8 on the season. There's a roll to short, and it's kicked by Billington. Everyone will be safe. She was thinking too, but it took a wicked hop and rolled up her arm. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. She was fortunate to knock the ball down, keep it in front of her, not allow a run to score. Brings up the number 8 hitter, Faith Glaspie. Is hitting 259, no home runs, 4 RBIs. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner. Bases loaded, nobody out here in the second. And the 0-1 pitch in the strike. It did get in the strike zone before dropping into the dirt, but it was called strike, 0-2. And Skinter kept it in front of her. The 0-2 pitch outside for a ball. Skinter set up outside. Trying to get Glaspie to chase. 1-2 the count. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the second inning. Here's the pitch. That's a soft liner, and it'll be caught at short. The throw to first is not in time. As scrambling back to the base was Jackson. One out, and the bases are still loaded. Brings up the number 9 hitter, Madison Brewer, third baseman. She's hitting 304 on the air. No home runs, 5 runs driven in. And the first pitch to her shows bunt, but it pitches up and away for ball one. One ball. No strikes the count. One out. That pitch is blown away for a ball. 2-0. McKim the runner at third. Ranson at second. Jackson at first. And the 2-0 pitch is in the dirt. Kenter keeps it close to her and was offered at 2-1. 2 balls and 1 strike the count. One out here in the top of the second. Koenig brings it home. That's low for ball three. One out. Top half of the second inning. And the 3-1 pitch is a called strike. Brewer thought it was ball four. Instead, she's got a full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes the count with one out. Kenny looks in, gets her sign. Brings it home. That's a soft fly ball. Going back, Billington can't hang on to it. She's going to throw it home. They'll get the force there. If it's in time, it's too late. Everyone's safe. And it's 1-0 Kirksville. Billington went back. Couldn't hang on to the ball. The runners thought it was going to be caught, but Kim was able to beat the throw home. And it's 1-0 in favor of Kirksville. Brings up the top fielder, Nikki Yell. And Moberly wants a timeout to talk things over. Base is loaded. Still only one out here in the top half of the second inning. And coming to the plate is Nikki Yell, who struck out in the first. Ranson at third, Jackson at second, Brewer at first. Slow roller up the first baseline. The throw home is in time. The fielder's choice will go 1-2 as the throw from Koenig just beat Ranson at the plate. And there are two away. Bases are still loaded. And it brings up Maddie McCarty, who flied out to left her first time up. First pitch is in at the knees for a strike. Probably trying to get out of this jam with no further damage being done. There's a hard hit ball into right field for a base hit. This will score at least one. They'll send the second runner home. Here's the throw cut off. It is a two-run single for Maddie McCarty. And Kirksville leads by a score of 3-0. That one had eyes, and it caught Hardy leaning the wrong way at second. Got through into right field and scored both Jackson and Brewer, and bring up Anna Moore. First and third, first pitch is outside for a ball, and taking second is McCarty. Pitch. Slow roller to first. This will be fielded by Hager. She'll take it herself for the third out of the inning. Kirksville comes up with three runs on one hit. There were three errors and two left on base after an inning and a half. It is Kirksville 3, Moberly nothing, back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns and Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns and Ammo on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
And welcome back, J.B. Connolly with you as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. Kirksville leading by a score of 3-0. Lady Spartans will have the middle third of the order coming up. Mary Billington, Patty Fiddle, and Ken Hager as Kirksville got three runs in the top half of the inning. Billington steps in, hitting .341 on the year. One home run, seven runs batted in. And the first pitch is low for ball one. Kirksville won the earlier matchup 12-6 back at the end of August. The 1-0 pitch is low for ball two. The 2-0 offering on its way. That's fouled back out of play. And it's 2-1. Nobody out, bottom half of the second inning. 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three. 3-1 the count to the shortstop, Billington, Matty Finnell, coming up next. The 3-1 pitch from Stewart is a fly ball into left field. This one all the way to the fence. It is up against the fence. Billington will have a stand-up double. Needed just a little bit more oomph to get out of here, but a fly ball landing at the base of the fence and standing at second with leadoff double is Mary Billington. That brings up third baseman Matty Finnell. She's hitting .378 on the year, no home runs, six runs driven in. And the first pitch, swing and a miss at a pitch upstairs, counts 0-1. Nobody out, bottom half of the second inning. Here's the pitch, that's up and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. This is a ball hit off the glove of the pitcher, Stewart, and everyone's going to be safe. She stuck her glove out at it, deflected it. I don't think she would have had a play on it. It's going to be infield hit for Finnell. First and third, nobody out. And it'll bring up Kat Hager, the first baseman. Hager's hitting .394 on the year. No home runs, three runs driven in. Represents the tying run here in the bottom half of the second inning. Nobody out. First pitch. Strike at the knees. 0-1. Three nothing in favor of Kirksville here in the second inning. Pitch is chopped foul to our right. And the count's 0-2. Mobley will be at Hannibal next week, then at Cairo, at Mexico, at Fulton on October 1st. Here's a slow roller to third, and it's through the wickets. That's going to score a run. Stopping at second is Finnell. It's an RBI single for Kat Hager, makes it 3-1. Billington scores easily. And brings up Lauren Koenig, a chance to help herself out as Kirksville is going to have a conference. Nobody out here in the bottom half of the second inning. 3-1 in favor of the Lady Tigers.
Now batting number 16, Lauren Koenig.
Koenig digs in. Hitting .196 on the year, has one home run, team best 9 RBIs. .311 Kirksville, nobody out here at the bottom of the second. The pitch is a fly ball into center field. This is going to hang up. Underneath the center fielder, Rancid makes the catch, and the runners will hold it first and second with one out. Brings up second baseman Haley Hardy. She's hitting .333 on the year, no home runs, two runs driven in. First and second with one out. Wind still blowing out to right field right now. Chop swing and a pitch in the dirt. The runner's going to advance as it got away. Didn't make contact and kind of a half-hearted swing and may have confused McCarty a little bit, but both runners will advance on the wild pitch. Second and third with one out. And the 0-1 offering is a line shot into center field. There to catch, it's Ranson, and the runners will hold again. The throw comes home. Solid throw. So Hardy lines out to center, two out. It brings up left fielder Macy Hardwick. Hardwick hitting 192. No home runs, no runs driven in. Two out. Here in the second, the pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-0. Kirks will have the 3-4-5 hitters coming up in the top of the third. The 1-0 to Hardwick. His fly foul out of play to our right. Counts 1-1. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you're enjoying the action here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. One ball and one strike the count, and Stewart looks in the pitch. That's a ground ball, and that is going to be filled through. No, it's through for a hit. Coming over to the second baseman, Glasby. Screened by the pitcher and got through. RBI single for Hardwick makes it 3-2. As Finnell scores from third, Hager goes over to third on the play. Brings up the top of the order, Michaela Payne, who struck out her first at bat. Tying runs at third, two out here in the second. First pitch, swing and a miss as she chased one upstairs. And it's 0-1. Two out, bottom half of the second inning. And the 0-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-2. Payne slams the bat off her shoe. Thought that might have been her pitch to hit. She's back in. And the 0-2. That is fouled off into the glove of the catcher McCarty for the third out of the inning. Mobley does get two of the runs back. Coming on four hits, no errors, and two left on base. After two complete, it is Kirksville 3, Moberly 2, back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
70% of homebuyers settle for the first real estate agent they meet. Century 21 Whitney Agency's professional realtors are relentless. We go above and beyond to defy mediocrity. We know that average doesn't sell. Like us on Facebook, visit our website at c21kirksville.com, and then call us at 660-665-5678. Don't settle for average. Choose an agent who will give you 121%.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
To the top half of the third inning, and the first pitch swung on and hit by Hannah Meyer, the first baseman. Number four hitter leads off with a single to get things going here in the third. She's now 1-for-2 on the day. It'll bring up the DP, Taylor McKim. McKim, green shot and error, eventually scored last inning as eight Lady Tigers came to the plate in the second. 3-2 Kirksville here in the third. First pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance and KB Tire and Auto. The 0-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. And the count is 0-2. Nobody out, top half the third inning. And the 0-2 pitch is the ball outside, 1-2. Runner first is Meyer. 1-2, swing and a miss. McKim chased a pitch outside. That's the second strikeout recorded by Koenig. One away for the center fielder, Abby Ranson, who reached on a walker first at bat.
Now batting number 19.
Left-handed hitter digs in. One on, one out here in the top half of the third inning. And the pitch. Chopped to the left side, charging in. Spindle has it, throws to first and throws late. It's an infield hit on the chopper by Ranson. She's reached for the second time. Runners at first and second, one out. For right fielder Jenna Jackson. Jackson reached on an error and scored last inning. Takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Want to know the count. Here's a slow roller foul down the third baseline. A warm evening here in Moberly. 89 degrees right now. South wind at 15. Heat index makes it feel like 95. Runners at first and second, one out. The pitch on the 1-1 is in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. As Jackson digs back in, the 2-1 is fouled out of play to our left over towards the parking lot. Wind has been swirling, generally blowing out to right field here. The 2-2 coming home in the dirt for ball three. The count goes full. Meyer the runner at second, Ranson the runner at first, one out, top half the third inning, Kirksville leading 3-2. And the pitch, chopped foul down the left field line. Jackson will try again, Faith Glassby on deck. Got plenty of high school football coming up tomorrow night, we'll tell you about that in a minute. Three balls and two strikes the count with one out. The pitch, fly ball foul and out of play to our left. I'll chase down the ball here. The umpire's asking for one. Now a couple spares come in. Three balls and two strikes the count with one out. Jackson digs in. Koenig looks in. Here's the pitch. That is ball four inside. That's going to load the bases. Second walk issued by Koenig. Tomorrow night here on Crass, we will have Milan at Putnam County. Ben Winstein will have that. Moberly High will take on Macon. We'll have that on Quicksand and FM American Cam with that game. Fayette and Westrand on Glory 97. Scott Lunny will have that. Here's a fly ball off the bat of Glassby on the first pitch. And it's going to be caught for the out. Two away as Billington halted in. Brings up the number nine hitter, Madison Brewer, reached on error and scored last inning. First pitch is low for ball one. The 1-0 offering is low and inside for ball two. Nicky Alves on deck, the left fielder. Bases loaded, two out, the pitch. Strike right down the middle, it counts 2-1. Two out top of the third inning, Kirksville leading 3-2, the pitch. Strike at the letters, 2-2. As Canning finds her way back in the count. The 2-2 to Madison Brewer is up high for a ball. The count goes full. Bases loaded. Two out here in the top half of the third inning. And the payoff pitch is coming home. Ground ball to third. It'll be fielded there by Fennell. And the throw over first in time for the third out. 5-3 on the putout in the inning. No runs. There were two hits and a walk. No errors. And three left on base. After 2.5, it's Kirksville leading 3-2 back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
C&R Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. C&R Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. C&R Transmission, they fix everything.
Up early or out late, stop by Pancake City in Kirksville and get yourself something to eat. From the famous pancakes to a biscuit and gravy special, a sandwich for lunch, and maybe a steak for dinner. Pancake City has almost anything you could want, including appetizers and dessert. Sign up for Pancake City's frequent diner program and start earning points for free or discounted menu items. It's easy and can only save you money in today's economy. Pancake City, where the slogan is, where breakfast and a whole lot more.
This broadcast brought to you in part by Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission Auto Repair, and Moberly Motors, all of Moberly, Pancake City, Colton Steakhouse, and Century 21 Whitney Agency, all of Kirksville. We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Kirksville leading Moberly by a score of 3-2. Moberly have the 2-3 and 4 hitters, Calvert, Ginter, and Bellington coming up here in the third. Calvert struck out her first at bat, takes the first pitch low for ball one. Kirksville got three runs in the top half of the second, all of them unearned. Probably striking back with two runs, both earned in the bottom half of the second inning. 1-0 pitch is a grounder to left side. The shortstop, Moore, has it, throws to first, and there's one away. Brings up Tara Ginter, who grounded out to the pitcher first time up. Saturday, we've got college football for you. Truman will be at Valpo. Right, Kevin and Hank with the call, starting at 12:10 on Crest. First kickoff at 1 o'clock. There's a fly ball into right center field. This one's going to get down, roll to the fence. Ginter's headed for second. She's got to turn on the burner. She's headed for third. Here's the throw, and she slides in safely with a triple. A one-out triple for Tara Ginter. And Mobley has the tying run in scoring position. Only one out here in the third inning. Brings up Mary Billington, who doubled and scored her first time up. That is Ginter's first triple of the year, only the sixth for Moberly on the season. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Mizzou will host Georgia on Saturday. Pregame at 9, kickoff at 11 on Information Radio Quicks. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. She's a little bit in front of it. And the count is 0-2 to Mary Billington. Cleanup hitter for the Lady Spartans. Maddie Fennell on deck. The 0-2 offering. Foul back into the screen. No balls and two strikes. The count to Billington. Here's the pitch. Fly ball into right field. This one carrying to the fence. This one is up against the fence. The tying run scores. The go-ahead run scores at second base with a double. Check that. It's just the tying run. What did I see here? That was the batter coming to get the bat out of the way. Excuse me. So it was just the tying run scoring. Ginter from third. As they clear the bat out of the way, and it's 3-3. RBI double for Billington. Apologize for that. Tying run is its, or go-ahead runs now at second with one out. Brings up Maddie Fennell. Fennell singled and scored her first at bat. Here's a roller to second. Glasby has it, throws to first for the out, advances Billington over to third. The putout goes 4-3. Two away for Kent Hager. Hager had an RBI single in the second. has a chance to put Moberly ahead here now. This one's lined into right field for a base hit. Billington scores easily, and Moberly takes a 4-3 lead on an RBI single by Kat Hager, her second of the game. She laced that one down the right field line. No chance for a play by the first baseman, Meyer. And Moberly up 4-3 with two out here in the third. Brings up Lauren Koenig, the pitcher, who flied out to center the first time up. Hager, the runner at first, two out. And the pitch is a fly ball foul down the third baseline. Brewer gave chase, couldn't catch up to it. 4-3 Moberly, two out, bottom half of the third inning. They've erased a 3-0 deficit. Owen won the count to Koenig. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball down the third baseline. That's foul, just by a couple of feet. No balls and two strikes the count with two out. Koenig steps out for a couple of quick hacks. Now she'll step back in. Stewart looks in. It's her sign. And the 0-2 pitch. That's chopped foul as that ended up hitting Koenig while she was still in the batter's box. And remains 0-2. Two out here in the third. Moberly up 4-3. The pitch. There's a fly ball. Foul territory on the right side, and it's past the glove of Meyer. Remains 0-2. This game brought to you in part by Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia and Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian online. No balls and two strikes the count, two out. Hager the runner at first. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball into right field. This one up to the fence, and it's down. Koenig's headed for second. Crow's going to get there late. A two-out double for Lauren Koenig. Puts runners at second and third for Haley Hardy. That is the fourth hit of the inning, the eighth of the game for the Lady Spartans. And Schneider coming out. I think he's going to ask for the ball, and he does. We're going to take a 60-second break. It is 4-3 in favor of Moberly with two out here in the bottom of the third. Back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
We're in the bottom half of the third inning. Moberly leading 4-3. The new pitcher for Kirksville is Andre Danielson, right-hander. Comes in with a record of 5-5 on the year. 4.67 ERA. She's gone 48 innings. She's pitched in 11 games. 67 hits, 39 runs, 32 of them earned. She's walked 8, struck out 32. Opponents 1.56 hits and walks per inning against her. First batter she will face is Haley Hardy, who steps in with two on, two out. Stewart goes 2 2/3. Can only get the loss in this one. The pitch in the dirt and to the right farmer's McCarty. 1-0 the count. The runner at third base is Kent Hager. At second, Lauren Koenig. Pitch. Ground ball. Left side through for a base hit. One run will score. They'll send another runner home. And the throw's cut off. It's a two-run single for Haley Hardy. That will make it 6-3 in favor of Moberly. And that will close the book on starting pitcher Sophie Stewart. Gives up 6 runs, all of them earned, on 8 hits. Struck out 3. Walked no one. Macy Hardwick steps in, had an RBI single last inning. First pitch, she's out in front of it, counts 0-1. Hardy the runner at first. 2 out here in the bottom half of the third inning. The 0-1 pitch. Strike in the outside corner, 0-2. Moberly trying to snap a 2-game losing streak. Kirksville trying to stretch a 2-game winning streak. The 0-2 pitch. Low for a ball. 1-2. 2 out, bottom half of the third inning. Moberly leading 6-3. They spotted Kirksville, 3 in the second. They've come back with 6. 2 in the second, 4 already here in the third. And the 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Stays 1-2. Kansas City Chiefs will host San Francisco on Sunday. We'll have the pregame at 11. Kickoff at noon on 99.9 The Captain. One ball and 2 strikes the count. Swing and a miss. That is the first strikeout recorded by Danielson. Damage was done. Moberly getting 4 runs in the inning on 5 hits. There were no errors. 1 left on base. After 3 completed, it's Moberly 6. Kirksville 3 back in 60 seconds on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Time for another Grand Today giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Moberly Motors, driven by tradition and celebrating 75 years of service in our area. Text the keyword FLIES to 67760 and you could win $1,000. Again, the keyword is FLIES. Text it now to 67760. Grand Today giveaway is a texting contest and you must be at least 18 years of age to participate. Standard text and data rates apply. Complete rules on CentralMoInfo.com.
And welcome back. We go to the fourth inning. Moberly leading by a score of 6-3. Kirksville has the top of the order coming up. Nikki Yall chops the first pitch foul. She's 0-2 at the strikeout and reaching on a fielder's choice. Yall, McCarty, Moore due up for the Lady Tigers here in the fourth inning. They've gone from being up 3 to down 3 in this one. Koenig working with the lead for the first time tonight. As the pitch chopped back to her, Koenig throws the first one away. Brings up Maddie McCarty, who is 1-for-2 with a 2-run single back in the second inning, her last at bat. First pitch to her. It is low for a ball. This game brought to you in part by Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov and Colton Steakhouse of Kirksville. The 1-0 pitch is a soft fly ball into left field. Coming on and making the catch is Hardwick for the second out. Two away. Brings up Anna Moore, who's 1-for-2, singled the first, grounded out to first base last time up. Nobody aboard, two out here in the fourth. And chops one to the third base side. The bunt fielded by Koenig, but not in time. It is an infield hit for Anna Moore, her second hit of the game. Brings up Hannah Myers, 1-for-2, singled her last at bat. One on, two out here in the fourth inning. And the pitch is a fly ball. It's going to get foul out of play. Heads up over there, folks. Heads up, hitting the bleachers. And the count is 0-1. Moberly will have the top third of the order coming up in the bottom half of the inning. The pitch. Strike in the outside corner. And the throw down to second is not in time. No one there to cover. Heading to third is Anna Moore. There's a stolen base and a throwing error. The throw is fairly good. I'm not sure I've got her, but no one there to cover. That pitch is in the dirt, skips away from Ginter, but she chases it down before Moore can come home. Five errors on Moberly in this game if they lead 6-3. One ball, two strikes, the count. The pitch. Ground ball to third. Fielded nicely by Fennell. Throws to first in time for the third out. In the top half of the fourth inning, no runs. There was one hit, one error, and one runner left on base after 3.5. Moberly leads Kirksville 6-3 back in 60 seconds here on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to CapitalMo.com.
Get big savings on 2018 in-stock models at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Kick off your fall in a new GMC Terrain and save over $6,100. A new Buick Encore with over $5,700 in savings. A new Chevy Silverado 1500 with over $11,000 in savings. And many more 2018 models with big savings at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Thomas Motors, online at thomasmtrs.com. Not all buyers will qualify for all incentives. See dealer for complete details.
We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Moberly leading 6-3. Top third of the order coming up. Michaela Payne digs in. Takes the first pitch for a strike. She's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Payne, Calvert, Ginter due up here in the fourth. Lady Spartans leading 6-3. The 0-1 pitch. Grounded to third. Knocked down. And it's going to be an infield hit for Payne. Brewer knocked it down. Could not come up with the throw. Payne is aboard for the first time. That is the 10th hit for Moberly. Six runs, 10 hits, five errors, three left. Kirksville, three runs, five hits, no errors. Seven left. Ground ball to second. The throw to first in time as Calvert's retired, advancing the runner 4-3. Brings up Tara Ginter, who tripled last time. 1-for-2, eventually scored. One out here in the fourth inning. First pitch, up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Lady Tigers are a step in at the corners. 1-0 pitch in the dirt, 2-0. Payne dances off the bag at second, gets back. Yeah. The 2-0 pitch is lined into right field for a base hit. Payne is going to be held up at third. The throw comes all the way home. Staying at first base with the single is Ginter. She's now 2-for-3 on the day. And brings up Mary Billington. She had a rough second inning in the field, but she's helped the team out of the play. 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles, an RBI, and two runs scored. Two on, one out here in the fourth. Takes the first pitch for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Moberly leading 6-3 here in the fourth inning. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. She chased one in the dirt. The count's 0-2. Good number of fans for both teams on hand tonight. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to the first baseman. Knocked down by Meyer. She'll touch first for the out. A run's going to score. It is 7-3. Billington gets the RBI. On the ground out. Three unassisted. Payne scoring. And Ginter to second base. Brings up Maddie Fennell. 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored. Ground ball foul to the left, 0-1. She grounded out to second her last time up. Ginter the runner at second. Two out here in the fourth inning. 7-3 Moberly. Pitch. Foul ball back and out of play. Kirksville will have the 5, 6, and 7 hitters coming up in the top half of the fifth inning. The 0-2 to Fennell. Low for a ball. 1-2. Two out, bottom of the fourth. And the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout recorded by Andre Danielson. Moberly does get one run on two hits. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. After four complete, Moberly leads Kirksville 7-3 back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Domino's Pizza, they've got a deal for you. Now through September 23rd, order any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99. This offer is good for carryout only. Call Domino's or order online between now and the 23rd and enjoy any large two-topping pizza for only $5.99 when you carry out or stop by Domino's convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. And don't forget something for that sweet tooth. Cinnamon bread twist, marbled cookie brownies, or a chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
Let Colton's Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville cook for you tonight. With so many delicious menu items to choose from. USDA choice juicy steaks, fresh seafood, tender chicken, fall off the bone ribs, fresh ground burgers and crispy salads, even something for the young at heart. There is definitely something for everyone in your family. Dine in or take home, Colton's Steakhouse and Grill can cater to any palate. Let Colton's Steakhouse and Grill, located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville, do the cooking for you.
You're listening to high school softball on Superstation Crest, KRES Moberly. So we go to the top half of the fifth inning, 7-3. Kirksville have the 5-6-7 hitters due up, and the first pitch to Kayla McKim is outside for ball one. One offering up and away, ball two. McKim reached on air and scored in the second, struck out her last at bat. Kenny looks in, the 2-0 pitch. That's ball three, low and away. As we start the top half of the fifth inning. The 3-0 is a called strike at the knees, 3-1. And the 3-1 offering, called strike right down the middle, 3-2. Kenny goes to settle down after a rough second inning. The payoff pitch, low for ball four. A leadoff walk here in the fifth. And that is the third free pass issued by Kenny. Brings up Abby Ranson, who walked in the second, singled in the third. Runner at first, nobody out. Top half of the fifth inning, 7-3 the score. The pitch. In the dirt, scooped out okay by Genter, and she'll hold the runner at first. One ball and no strikes to count. The pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0 the count to Ranson with Jenny Jackson on deck. Goes 0 for 1, reached on air and walked. Freeze picking up a little bit, the 2-0 pitch, ground ball. It's going to be through for a base hit. Diving attempt by Hardy, couldn't come up with it. So it'll be a single for Ranson, runners at first and second. Nobody out here, top half of the fifth inning, 7-3. In favor of Moberly, Jackson steps in. Shows bunt and gets it down in fair territory. May have hit the bat on the second attempt. The throw to first, and that's what one of the fans is saying as well. The putout is 1-3 on the sacrifice. Advancing both runners. Brings up Faith Glansby. Runners at second and third with off, but I do believe that ball hit the bat as the bat was thrown down. That pitch was low for ball one. One out here in the fifth. That's inside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Glansby. He's 0 for 2 with a line out and a fly out. The 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, 2-1. McKim, the runner at third. Ranson, the runner at second. One out in the fifth inning. And the pitch is rolled foul up the third baseline. 2-2. Probably trying to get to 6-9 on the year, 2-4 in the conference. Kirksville comes in two games over 500. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A strikeout for Kenny gets her third. Two out for number nine hitter, third baseman, Madison Brewer. And we're going to have a pinch hitter. Sydney Weber will step in. Weber hitting 214 on the year. No home runs, three runs driven in. So Weber pinch hitting in the fifth inning. Here's a fly ball into left field, long run in, and coming to make the catch is Hardwick for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left after 4.5. Moberly leads 7-3. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto. For glass, 263-7500.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Moberly leading 7-3. 6-7-8 hitters coming up. Kat Hager steps in. She's 2 for 2 with a pair of RBI singles. Fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Marbley 7 runs on 11 hits. They've committed 5 errors. They've left 4. Kirksville 3 runs on 6 hits. They've committed no errors. They've stranded 9. The 0-1 pitch is a foul ball. The left side counts 0-2. Kirksville has left runners on base every inning, including bases loaded in the third. The 0-2 to Hager is high for a ball, 1-2. We'll talk to both coaches after the game. I should stick around for the postgame show. The 1-2 pitch is low and away for a ball. 2-2 the count. Nobody out, bottom half of the fifth inning. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to left side. That's knocked down by the shortstop. Moore, long throw across the body, and it's dropped at first base. The throw was in time, and it popped out of Meyer's glove. Otherwise, Hager would have been out. She reaches on the air, the first committed by Kirksville. And we'll have a runner come in for Hager as Kenny comes up to the plate. That is Hope Calvert running. Kenny steps in, doubled her last time up, eventually scored. Swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1. Seven-3 Moberly here in the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch, strike right down the middle. Counts 0-2. Hope Calvert, the runner at first, running for Hager. That pitch is low and away for a ball. 1-2. Nobody out, bottom half of the fifth inning, and the 1-2 offering. Chopped foul. Brewers playing a step in off the bag at third. Meyer guarding the line at first is a couple steps towards home. The 1-2 offering is high, and she swung and missed at it. What would have been a ball instead. Strikeout number 3 recorded by Danielson. Brings up Haley Hardy, who had a 2-run single her last at bat. One on, one out, bottom half of the fifth inning. The pitch is a fly ball into center field. This will hang up enough for Ranson to catch it, 2 away. And that will bring up Macy Hardwick. Hardwick had an RBI single in the second. Struck out in the third. Mobley has had hits from 8 of the 9 players in the lineup. As we get the third time through the order, Hardwick's ground ball knocked down. No, it was not. It just got underneath the glove of the second baseman, Glaspie. Throw to third is high, and taking second on the throw is Hardwick. It is a single for Hardwick. Takes second on the throw to third base, where Hope Calvert now stands. They'll bring up the top of the order, Michaela Payne, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And she singled last inning. 2 on, 2 out here in the fifth. The pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Sam Calvert on deck. That pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. Two out here in the fifth inning. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Two out, fifth inning. 7-3 Moberly the pitch. In the dirt. Skips away, but not far enough where Calvert can score. And it's chased down by McCarty. Two and one the count. Danielson looks in. Looks like 3-1 the count. That pitch is inside for ball four. First walk issued by Danielson. Brings up Sam Calvert, who's 0 for 3. Bases loaded, two out here. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK's Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly. Pancake City, Colton Steakhouse, and Century 21 Whitney Agency, all of Kirksville. As Calvert steps in. Bases loaded, two out here in the fifth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. She chased one outside. And the count's 0-1. Terry Ginter on deck. The 0-1 offering. Strike right down the middle, 0-2. And the 0-2 pitch coming home. That's fouled back into the screen. Stays no balls and two strikes. Two out here in the fifth. The pitch. Low for a ball. 1-2. Bases are loaded. Hope Calvert at third, Hardwick at second, Payne at first. Here's a little liner into left field, down for a base hit. One run will score. They'll hold everyone up. It's an RBI single for Calvert. Her first hit of the game, and it makes it 8-3 in favor of Moberly. As Hope Calvert scores from third base, Hardwick now stands there. Payne down to second. Calvert at first, and it brings up Terry Ginter. Ginter's 2-for-3 with a triple and a single. One run scored. Eight-three, Moberly, two out here in the fifth inning. Bases loaded, the pitch. Ground ball. Back to the pitcher, the throw home in time for the third out on the fielder's choice. Moberly tacks on one run, coming on two hits, a walk and an error. And they leave the bases loaded after five. It's Moberly 8, Kirksville 3, back in 60 seconds here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
70% of homebuyers settle for the first real estate agent they meet. Century 21 Whitney Agency's professional realtors are relentless. We go above and beyond to defy mediocrity. We know that average doesn't sell. Like us on Facebook, visit our website at c21kirksville.com, and then call us at 660-665-5678. Don't settle for average. Choose an agent who will give you 121%.
What makes a top hip and knee replacement hospital? Low complication rates, high patient satisfaction scores, and low prices. Congratulations to the joint replacement physicians at Columbia Orthopedic Group for making Boone Hospital one of the top hip and knee surgery hospitals in America. The physicians of Columbia Orthopedic Group are national leaders right here in mid-Missouri. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com and call for your appointment today at 573-443-2402.
And welcome back. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Moberly leading by a score of 8-3. As Moberly waiting for Ginter to get the catching gear on after made the third out in the Bottom half of the fifth, and now we're ready to go. K3 Moberly, we go to the sixth, top third of the order coming up for the Lady Tigers here in the sixth. Nikki Yell, Maddie McCarty, and Anna Moore. Yell is 0 for 3. She did reach on a fielder's choice in the second inning. It's cooled off a little. It's 87 degrees now in Moberly. Hot, humid afternoon. First pitch, strike inside corner about knee high, and the count's 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch is chopped foul back to the screen, 0-2. We've got Royals baseball tonight over on Quicks FM. They're at Detroit. They're underway. No broadcast tomorrow. We've got high school football on Quicks. The pitch outside for a ball. Saturday, 4:30, the pregame, 11:30 on Sunday on Quicks for the Royals. Cardinals are off today. That pitch is high, 2-2. They start a series. Tomorrow, the pitch outside for a ball. With the Giants. 3-2 offering is fouled back to the screen. Y'all trying to get aboard for Kirksville. They're down 5 here in the top half of the sixth inning. The pitch. Chopped back to the pitcher. Knocked out by Kane. Picks up, throws the first. It's in the dirt. Rolls out into right field and headed to second base. And getting there safely is Yell. It's going to be a throwing error, I believe, on Koenig. Throws in the dirt, tough play for Hager. So Yell's aboard, nobody out. By my book, that is the sixth error on Moberly in this game. First pitch outside of McCarty. 1-0. A two-run single in the second. Flat out to left twice. Ground ball down the third baseline foul. It counts 1-1. A3 Moberly, top half of the sixth inning. Nikki Yell, the runner at second base. And the 1-1 pitch to McCarty on its way. Fly ball into left center field. Late jump coming over, and it's missed by the center fielder, Payne. Heading for third is Yao. They'll send her home. The throw got through over to first base. That's a missed the cutoff. Yao scores easily. It is a double for McCarty. She takes third on the throw. She does get the RBI as well. 8-4, Anna Moore steps in. Moore's 2-for-3, fouls this pitch out of play to our right. Moore singled in the first, grounded out to first base in the second, singled in the fourth. She has a couple of stolen bases in this game as well. This pitch is chopped foul, the count's 0-2. Nobody out, top half of the sixth inning. Moberly leading 8-4. And the pitch. That was in the dirt. 1-2. Moore digs back in. 1-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Maddie McCarty, the runner at third base. Moore at the plate, Hannah Meyer on deck. And the 1-2 coming home. Ground ball to the right side, knocked down after one hop by Harding. Throw to first in time. The run's going to score. It's an RBI ground out. scoring McCarty. 4-3 on the putout, one away, bases are empty. 8-5 the score as Meyer steps in with one out here in the sixth. Slight delay as they dust off home plate. Meyer digs in. 1-3 with a single and the first pitch to her is on its way. Ball just outside. Counts 1-0. Her single lit off the third inning. The 1-0 offering is popped up on the infield. Who wants it? Calling for it's Hardy. And it's off her glove. Safe at first is Meyer. She came in about a step too far and just glanced off her glove. Fortunately, her teammates there to back her up and holding Meyer to first. Second error of the inning. Seventh of the game on Moberly. Brings up Taylor McKim. First pitch high for a ball. McKim reached on error and scored in the second, struck out in the third, reached on a walk in the fifth. 1-0 pitch is a strike, throw to first, not in time. One ball and one strike to count, one out. Abby Ranson on deck. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Lights are not quite on yet, but man, it won't be too much longer. This pitch fouled out of play. As the sun quickly heads towards Marshall. One ball, two strikes, the count, one out. Eight-five in favor of Moberly. Kim trying to get aboard to get the tying run to the plate. The pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-2. One out here in the sixth inning. And the 2-2 is a ground ball to short. Touches the bag, second for one, throw to first, double play. Billington takes the first out herself at second base, completes the throw. It's a 6-3 double play. In the inning, Kirksville gets two runs on one hit, two errors, and nobody left. After 5.5, it's Moberly 8, Kirksville 5. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Where else do steak and peanut lovers go without having to clean up the mess? Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville, naturally. Nothing like perusing the menu and munching on our endless bucket of peanuts. Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville has something for everyone. USDA choice juicy steaks, fresh seafood, tender chicken, fall off the bone ribs, fresh ground burgers, and crispy salads. Come on in to Colton Steakhouse and Grill for the best steak west of the Mississippi. We're located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Moberly up 8-5. It'll be the middle third of the order coming up. Mary Billington at the plate. First pitch. Grounded foul. Counts 0-1. Billington starting that 6-3 double play that got Moberly out of the top half of the inning. She has a pair of doubles. Two RBIs. Two runs scored in this game. Takes that pitch for a strike. And the count's 0-1. Excuse me, 0-2 the pitch. Blown away for ball, 1-2. Nobody out. Bottom half of the sixth inning, the pitch. Ground ball, high hopper, fielded by Danielson. The throw's first in time, one away. 1-3 on the putout. One down for Maddie Fennell, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Tell you, we've got Cat Hager at the plate. I'm sorry. We do have two out. Pitch, up and away for a ball. One O's in the dirt. Two and O the count. Two O pitch is fell back to the backstop. 2-1. Two out, bottom half of the sixth inning. Eggers 2-for-3, also reached on air. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Coming over to make the catch is Jackson for the third out. That's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. We go to the seventh. Kirksville trailing by 3. It's 8-5. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on Crescent, CentralMoInfo.com.
Cardiac rehabilitation at the Wellness Center at Samaritan Hospital is the solution for your heart. The Wellness Center is designed to optimize a cardiac patient's physical and social functioning. Patients at the Wellness Center are helped to safely reach and maintain their optimal level of activity. A doctor's referral is necessary for admission to the Wellness Center. Visit them online at smhmo.org.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
We go to the top half of the seventh inning. Moberly leading 8-5. Kirksville has the 6-7-8 hitters due up. Happy Ranson steps in. She's 2-for-2 and a walk. The pitch. Strike right down the middle. Counts 0-1. Kirksville 3 in the second, 2 in the sixth. Moberly 2 in the second, 4 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. The 0-1 pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Koenig has it. Throws the first one away. Brings up Jenna Jackson. Reached on an error in the second and scored. Walked in the third. Sacrificed in the fifth. So 0-for-1 with a run scored. First pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Kirksville's at the Chillicothe tournament this weekend. Moberly will be at Hannibal next week. That pitch in there for a strike. 1-1. Ground ball foul down the third baseline. Counts 1-2. At Hannibal Monday, at Cairo on Tuesday, at Mexico on Thursday for Moberly. And at Fulton on October 1st before finishing up at home against West Grand and Marshall. One ball and two strikes the count to Jackson. The pitch is a fly ball foul territory up against the fence, and a long run for Fennell won't get there. One ball and two strikes the count. One out. Top half of the seventh inning. Moberly leading 8-5. And the 1-2 pitch. Up and away for a ball. 2-2. This one is a fly ball into left field and a leaping catch by Hardwick for the second out. Got a late start on it. Got there and just kind of stuck the arm up, hopped a little bit, and had it in her glove. Faith Glasby, last chance for Kirksville. We're going to have a pinch hitter. Grace McHenry is going to step in. She's 1-for-3 on the year. She will pinch it for Glasby in the 8th hole. In the 7th inning. Two out. First pitch is low for ball one. The 1-0 pitch is a strike right down the middle, 1-1. Two out here in the top half of the 7th. Koenig looks in. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And a pitch in the dirt, 1-2. Lauren Koenig now a pitch away from getting her 5th win of the year. And the 1-2. Ground ball left side, knocked down by Billington. Comes up throwing to first. It is not in time. The throw just got Hager off the base. It's going to be an infield hit. Good effort by Billington, just not quite in time. And it'll be Sydney Weber hitting again. She came on as a pinch hitter for Brewer in the 5th inning. Flied out to left. 1-on, 2-out, top half of the 7th inning. Pitch. All right, for ball one. This game has been brought to you in part by Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov and Colton Steakhouse of Kirksville. The 1-0. In there for a strike, 1-1. Mighty Spartans trying to snap a two-game skid. They've dropped 3 of their last 4. Here's a fly ball, shallow right field, tough run over, and it is held on to for the catch. Holding on to it, Wooten bobbling it as she carries it into foul territory, finally scoops it up for the 3rd out of the inning and the final out of the game. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. Final score of this one. Moberly wins by a score of 8-5. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto, for your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a 4-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Up early or out late, stop by Pancake City in Kirksville and get yourself something to eat. From the famous pancakes to a biscuit and gravy special, a sandwich for lunch, and maybe a steak for dinner. Pancake City has almost anything you could want, including appetizers and dessert. Sign up for Pancake City's frequent diner program and start earning points for free or discounted menu items. It's easy and can only save you money in today's economy. Pancake City, where the slogan is, where breakfast and a whole lot more.
Jen.
I got Phil on the line, and he needs the entire Millbrook account emailed to him. Stat.
Sure.
Well, get on it.
He already has it.
If he already had the files, he wouldn't be on the phone telling me...
Thanks, tell Jen I owe her.
Wait, what? You have it?
Yep, gotta run.
I'm not even gonna ask how you did that.
With speed so fast, you'll think your employees are using telepathy. Help your business take a step forward with Sheraton Valley's advanced solutions. Get a free quote for your business at cvalley.net. Sheraton Valley, we mean business.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest as Moberly wins by a final score of 8-5 for the Lady Spartans. 8 runs on 13 hits. They commit 7 errors and leave 7 on base. Kirksville, 5 runs, 8 hits. They commit 1 error, leave 10 runners on base. Winning pitcher, Lauren Kenny, goes the distance. As she walked 3 and struck out 3, gave up the 5 runs. And... I believe only one of them was earned. That was in the 6th inning. 4 of those base runners reached on errors. But she gets the win. The loss is charged. To Sophie Stewart. She went 2 2/3 innings. Gave up 6 runs on 8 hits. She recorded 3 strikeouts, did not walk anyone. Probably now 6-9 on the year, 2-4 in the conference, and Kirksville falls to 7-6, 3-4 in conference play. Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission, Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly, Pancake City, Colton Steakhouse, Century 21, Whitney Agency, all of Kirksville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbian Online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them online at capitalmo.gov and Colton Steakhouse of Kirksville. Waiting for the coaches to join us here on the postgame show as they've finished talking to their teams. And we expect to have them over here momentarily. While we do that, we will announce our outstanding player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. Several players were capable of picking up that honor tonight. And I believe I'm going to give it tonight to Lauren Koenig, the winning pitcher for Moberly. Only giving up the 1 earned run. Striking out 3, walking 3. Complete game win for the Lady Spartans. Helped herself out the plate with a double in the 3rd inning. Scoring a run as she went 1-for-3 hitting. There were several other Lady Spartans that could give it to tonight. We'll give it to Lauren Koenig, winning pitcher for Moberly. She's our outstanding player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the postgame show. You're listening to Lady Spartans Softball on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
CNR Transmission is a manual and automatic transmission service center for foreign or domestic cars, light trucks, and vans. CNR Transmission doesn't stop with transmission service and repair. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. We're talking oil changes, tune-ups, and brakes, large or small. Ask Charlie or Randy about their full line of tires for your car, truck, or van. Call 269-8482 in Moberly or 665-5424 in Kirksville for complete automotive service and repair. Financing is available. CNR Transmission, they fix everything.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Waiting for coaches to join us. Right now, Coach Schneider taking infield with his JV as they get ready for the second game. See if we can get Coach Taylor over here. As Mobley wins by a score of 8-5. And see if we can get his attention to come join us on the postgame show. And he's on his way over. Once again, Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. AK Guns and Ammo, C&R Transmission, Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly, Pancake City, Colton's Steakhouse, Century 21 Whitney Agency, all of Kirksville, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Colombian Online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out at capitalmo.gov and Colton Steakhouse of Kirksville. And joining us now to talk about Moberly's win tonight, head coach Ryan Taylor. Coach, thank you for joining us. Nice win.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out tonight and covering us. It's an awesome night, awesome win for us.
Rough start for you getting through the first inning and a half, but your gals came back strong in the bottom half of the second and third and kept putting runs on the board.
They did, you know, and we just blistered the ball tonight, and we just fed off of that, and it was just an awesome, awesome team win all around. The girls stayed up and stayed excited and didn't drop their heads, and just all around just a great win for us.
Defensive miscues could have cost you. I had you down for 7 in this game, but 13 hits will cure that pretty quickly.
Yeah, it will. You know, and that's kind of been our MO here lately this season is we have been committing a little too many errors, and we need to get that down. We've been working hard in practice, and we're looking better, but we still do need to improve on that. But, you know, when we're hitting the ball as hard as what we're doing, you know, we can afford to have a few, you know, but that's one of those talking points with the girls. You know, we get those errors down and keep hitting like we're hitting, then, you know, we're beating teams by even more than what we expect.
Lauren was good for you the first inning and a half, but once she got out there pitching with a lead, she was spectacular.
She was. You know, and she's the type of kid, doesn't drop her head and just bears down and just does an awesome job for us. And this game tonight, she pitched a gem. I mean, it was just awesome. She did a great job, and Tara did a good job of framing the pitches and blocking them. And you know, just those two really did a good job to keep us in the game.
Mary Billington, struggled there defensively in the second inning, came back strong, a couple of big hits for you, and then starting that double play.
Absolutely. You know, I'm proud of Mary tonight. You know, she could have dropped her head. She could have felt sorry for herself. But, you know, we've been talking about that a lot with the whole team, and she kept her head up and came up with a couple big hits for us, timely hits, and then made that spectacular play there, that double play that really helped us out and got us out of an inning. And, you know, she had a great game.
Obviously, nice win for you. And coming up next, I believe you've got Hannibal after a few days off.
We do. And, you know, Hannibal's one of those teams that we feel that we can beat. They got us the first time here, so we go to their place, and we're hoping that we can come away with another win.
That's what, 4 straight on the road starting next week?
I believe so, yes.
Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely. That is the head coach of the Moberly Lady Spartans, Ryan Taylor. And Coach Schneider is finishing up, it looks like, with batting practice with his JV squad. We'll see if we can get him over here. We're going to take a 2-minute break, and then we'll be back to wrap up the postgame show next here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns and Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns and Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Make sure you order your tickets now for the second annual Eats and Beats event going on Saturday, September 22nd in Moberly. Eats and Beats is a fun-filled evening with mouth-watering food and fantastic music, and for a good cause. Proceeds go to benefit the United Way of Randolph County to help people in our community. Tickets are available at Coach Light, Country Floral, or Moberly Area Chamber of Commerce, all located in downtown Moberly. Tickets are also available online at UnitedWayRandolphCounty.org.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the Buffalo Rotisserie Style Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Crusaders of flavor! Ahead lies the bold and spicy Buffalo Rotisserie Style Chicken Signature Wrap. There may come a day when you wish for bland flavor, but it is not this day! This day, we feast! Go forth to Subway and make it what you want!
Limited time at participating shops.
And welcome back to the postgame show here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. Join us now, the head coach of the Kirksville Lady Tigers, Heath Schneider, his squad falling tonight 8-5. You got on Moberly early, unfortunately for you. Moberly was able to get some runs on the board in the second and third inning and pulled away.
Yeah, we scored early, mostly some defensive mistakes, but we're struggling. We have girls on base all the time. We just can't get the RBIs that we need. And thought we had that straightened out, and tonight it came back to bite us.
Yeah, left 10 runners on base tonight, unfortunately.
Yes, we're trying every way. I mean, bunting, stealing, trying to get different ways, but we just can't get that big hit lately to open up the game for us. And we just got to keep on grinding. I mean, we got a tough schedule. We got a tournament coming in Chillicothe this weekend, and next week will be a tough one for us.
To your players' credit, they did capitalize on some of those Moberly defensive miscues and able to turn that into offense and runs.
Yeah, we've been successful doing that all year, but if the team makes some plays, which Moberly did later in the game, we struggle scoring lately.
It's been a busy week for you, and it's going to continue to be busy for you.
Yeah, we've had four games this week, and we have four more Saturday. It's coming down to the end, and we got to be ready to go to the district, so this will be a setback a little bit for us. Hopefully we'll come through this weekend and put it behind us and be ready for districts in a few weeks.
Hopefully a little bit more temperate weather for you this weekend, and good luck to your squad.
We sure hope so. Hopefully the weather breaks.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Yep. Appreciate it.
Bye.
That is the head coach of the Kirksville Lady Tigers, Heath Schneider, and that's going to do it for our postgame show tonight. Once again, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors for helping us bring you tonight's action here on Superstation Crest. We'd like to thank our producers back in the studio, Cam Thomas, Austin Ward, both doing a great job for us to get us on the air and to straighten out some early technical difficulties. We're able to get through the broadcast tonight. Final score in this one, Moberly wins by a score of 8-5. Tomorrow night, we've got high school football for you here on Crest. We will have Milan at Putnam County. Ben Wittenstein will have the call of that one. Over on Quicks AM and FM, it'll be Moberly at Macon. Eric and Cam will have the call of that one for you. And on Glory 97, it's Fayette at West Rand, a big matchup between two of the smaller schools, top powers in the state, and that'll be a fun one on Glory 97 tomorrow night. Scott Lunte will have that. I'll have the halftime reports and end zone after games for you tomorrow night. Once again, the final score tonight, Moberly beats Kirksville by a score of 8-5. From Grants Brown here in Moberly, I'm J.B. Conley. Have a great night, everyone.